Hi guys, welcome back to the show. How's it going? Thank you so much for being here. Today we are jumping straight in to how to maybe potentially be able to in a small way overcome a little bit of stage fright question mark. So stage fright, the way that I'm gonna kind of address it and approach it from this perspective as a beginner voice coach. So, wanting to help you just start singing, starting to put yourself out there and grow from there. I want to let you know that no matter where you are in this journey, I'm here for you, but everyone is different. So, definitely check in with a mental health professional or doctor if it's like a phobia or like stage fright is definitely inhibiting your quality of life or is on a clinical level. But generally, I just want to speak to the general term that we kind of refer to when we think about stage fright. So the Merriam-Webster defines stage fright as nervousness felt at appearing before an audience. So that's what we're going to be addressing today. Before we jump into that, because I definitely want to give you my tip, something that I want you to kind of think about if you are struggling with that nervousness when you appear before an audience, when you're about to put yourself out there and that nervousness kind of kicks in. I'm going to give you one tip that I really think will help, but I also want to just share I was just singing and writing a bit of a song, actually finishing up a song that I had started writing a couple months ago, and I was like, okay, I'm going to finish it. And all I have to do is just finish write the bridge, which I had already recorded, but I hadn't written it down, put it down on paper or my iPad, if you will. But just sitting down, playing the ukulele. I was kind of working on ukulele too. And then also singing. I'd done some vocal warm-ups and was singing and just doing little riffs and runs here and there. And just, it just was so beautiful to be able to create, to sit down and just create from my heart and let God pour out, let that creativity just pour out. And just make that time. I started with just 10 minutes. I set a 10-minute timer, and I went past that. But all it took was just setting aside 10 minutes, and then it was so much easier to let everything else flow when I disciplined myself to spend 10 minutes. So I just want to share that to say that's what was going on just before this. But I also want to share that to say you too, we can set aside 5 to 10 minutes for doing something that we love, doing creative work that feels inspiring and that we know that we have a gift for and that we want to grow in and develop in, and we don't want it to sit for one more second. We don't want to wait one more moment. And so I just hope that encourages you that it's such a beautiful feeling. And once you go through that 5 minutes and then it becomes 10 minutes, it's gonna be so hard for you to stop. But even if it isn't hard for you to stop and that's all you can do, that's great. And then come back to it another day. And it's amazing. And just want to give you that boost of inspiration and that encouragement to just keep going and keep creating and making a little bit of time to grow and to develop, whether it's working on a song that you really want to perform, or maybe it's, working on a dance that you're choreographing or that you are working on learning and you really want to get back into dancing. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes to, watch the video and dance along and work on that next part of the song, work on that next part of the piece, that dance. So yeah, that's the encouragement. Also, if you need any support when it comes to singing and you want that vocal support, that vocal development, I have to remind you that the Sing Confidently course is out. It is available. It is open. If you heard me talk about voice exercises, vocal exercises, and you're like, I don't even know where to begin with those. I don't even know how to have a practice time. How do I even craft that time? How do I even start to perform? I don't even know what to do. You need to go to the Sing Confidently course. It is an online course, an online curse. It is not a curse, it is a blessing, but it's an online course. You have lifetime access. It's $197 right now. That's full price, but if you want to do a payment plan, you can do a payment plan. And for that price, you get lifetime access to this course that will take you step by step, 4 clear-cut steps of how to actually begin to build confidence as a singer, to actually get to start singing and to grow. This is a foundation to help you actually begin to grow as a singer. If you feel like you've been stagnant, if you feel like you haven't really gotten to start singing, or you don't even know where to begin, or you want to begin and you're ready to begin, but you just don't feel confident. Like, that lack of confidence is pretty much what stops everyone from starting to sing or growing even more, or not being stagnant and moving forward. Like, it's that lack of confidence. But these steps are going to take, that I'm going to take you through in the course, that you go through at your own pace, you watch the videos at your own pace, and you do the exercise at your own pace, you do the homework at your own pace. As you go through it, it will actually give you what you need to build and develop that confidence, okay? It's amazing. So I really encourage you, go check it out. Sing Confidently course. You go to creativelybyestelle.com/course, okay? You can scroll down on whatever app you're listening to this episode on. You can scroll down a little bit and you'll see it, like right after like the description of this episode, you'll see it. Like the Sing Confidently course is here. Just click right there and it'll take you there automatically. But you can also go to creativelybyestelle.com/course. Let me know if you have any questions about it, but seriously, like, check it out. You will love it. Okay, so speaking about like not feeling confident, right? Stage fright, which is again defined as like that nervousness, that nervous feeling, right, when you're about to appear before an audience. According to Merriam-Webster, stage fright is something that can definitely challenge us when we are wanting to perform, wanting to get on stage. It's that fear of people, what people will think, what might happen, what if something goes wrong. You know, if it goes to the point of it's like it's actually a phobia, it's actually like anxiety, like that's something that I cannot address. It's something you can definitely speak to a mental health professional or a doctor about for sure. But just on a general level, one thing that will really help you when it comes to not allowing stage fright to kind of stop you from singing and performing, or just like being able to sing and perform on stage and to post your videos when you're feeling afraid, is to think about and focus on connection. Focus on connection. This is something that has been helpful to me based on my own decision that I make every time I get in front of people to sing and perform, every time that I'm about to post something, I'm about to record something to share online. Focusing on connection with one other person, with someone else, helps me feel more like calm, like I can breathe. Helps me feel like it's not, because it takes the attention off of me and like, am I perfect? Am I good enough? Am I doing this well enough? Am I sounding good? Am I blah, 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 blah. None of that, right? And the focus then turns to like this other person. How can I inspire this one person? How can I bless this one person? How can I sing to this person in a way that's going to make them smile and they're going to like start laughing, or, you know, like feel happy? They're going to start dancing because it's like an upbeat song that I'm doing. Like, how can I, so then the focus is not on myself and like how imperfect I am, because anyway, like at the end of the day, like I'm certainly gonna make a little mistake, even if it's like not noticeable. It's like, I don't know, maybe one day I'll be a great like perfect singer, but for now, I don't know, I'm certainly gonna make a mistake. But I, of course, I still want to keep growing and still want to keep mastering and get better and better, but like, yeah, that's gonna happen. But when I focus on the other person and I'm focusing on connection, it helps me feel like, okay, like I can do this, because then I can, like, I can literally, I'm envisioning that other person smiling, laughing, or like people connecting with me in an audience. And I think that helps me feel like, okay, I can do this, like I can try this, I can put this out there, I can show up in this way, and like, I'm not gonna die, like it's gonna be fine. But everyone is different. Everyone has a different level of like stress and anxiety and fear when it comes to public speaking and being in public and putting yourself out there. So I don't want to minimize that. Everyone has different levels of this, but I will just say that if you think about connection, if you can think about, especially if you're a singer or you're a performer, you probably like people, you probably like learning from people, talking to people, inspiring people. You probably want to inspire people, right? That is part of the love of storytelling in the stage. It's like, it's people and entertainment. Like, you just love entertaining people. So if you think about like the people and one person, and like maybe think about like someone who could be having a really down day, like your performance could really lift them up, and that makes it you know, that can help you, like, kind of turn from the inside to the outside and help you, like, turn outward, and that will make you feel like, okay, you got to do this because it's not about you anymore. Then you turn it to someone else. And I really believe that has helped me, because there have been moments where, even though I'm generally a pretty confident person by nature, like, because I grew up singing and performing, and I literally grew up putting myself out there, which is what I help you go through in the course, to systematically put yourself out there in a way that will encourage you to build that confidence over time. That's what I grew up doing. And so that's why I have been able to build that confidence over time. But even then, even to this day, there are going to be moments, there are times when I feel afraid and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, but I just got to do it because I know that I have a gift to give, and there's someone out there who could be inspired. At least one person will like it, I hope. You know, it's like, even if that one person likes it, if that one person is blessed, is encouraged, is inspired, then I think it's worth it. I really do. That's how I feel about this podcast. That's how I feel about, like, my content. That's how I really try to focus on that versus, like, everyone needs to like me. I need to be perfect, because that leads to stress because it's not possible, you know, for everyone to like you and for you to do it completely perfectly. But it is certainly possible that you can impact and bless and inspire and entertain and educate or storytell to one person. And so focusing on connection is the number one tip that I would say I have for, you know, when you're feeling that fear before you get on stage or before you're about to record yourself singing something for the first time and put it online. Like, think about that one person that you might connect with who might really, really love it, who maybe they love that song and they haven't heard that song in so long, and you're gonna get to sing it and they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I love that song, right? That's a great feeling to hear, but you're not gonna hear that if you don't put yourself out there. So I hope that this encouragement to focus on connection with someone else, I hope this helps you, encourages you, and that you will use it the next time that you're about to get on stage, you're about to perform, and you are feeling that feeling of fear, that stage fright, that nervousness. I want you to take a deep breath, a singer's breath, which is when your stomach expands and you can really allow a lot of air into your lungs, allowing your lungs to expand, right? We talk about this in the course as well. If you don't know how to do a singer's breath, I will help you go through it, I promise. But take that nice deep breath, let it out, and think about someone. Think about one person who you can connect with. And honestly, like, just, like, look, okay, maybe not tell you to, like, look for a person and, like, look at that person and stare at them the whole time, but, like, as you're performing, like, you don't have to look directly into people's eyes, but you can kind of look in a general direction and know that you are, like, that's going to help you connect with someone else. Anyway, that's, like, a whole other topic of, like, performing and, like, stage presence and how to perform and stuff, which I go into in the course as well, but I'd be happy to do an episode on it if you'd like me to kind of talk about what do you do when you're actually on stage, like, where do you look, all that stuff. I'd be happy to do an episode on that, so let me know if that is something you're curious about. But that was a side note, but the point is that you take that deep breath and you think about that one person you could connect with, and then you go on that stage and you share that video and you connect with that person. And I definitely know that as you do that again and again and again, you will build confidence over time. It is only a matter of time. And I'm right here to support you, encourage you as best as I can with this podcast, with my online community. You know, come to the Performing Arts Community on Facebook. I'm here for you over there as well. And then definitely check out the course if you know that you're ready to start building confidence as a singer. Maybe you don't have time to do voice lessons one-on-one right now. Completely understand. Go through the course. It's literally like four separate like voice lessons in like four stages that you can go through at your own pace, basically. And there are exercises in there. There are worksheets in there that you can work through on. Like, it's so good, but it's also not like so overwhelming that you can't get it done. So definitely check out creativelybyestelle.com/course and jump in there ASAP, like run. And I can't wait to see you there. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And if you want me to do anything else, talk about anything else, just let me know. I'm here for you. And I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so, so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts Community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way,
please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so, so much. Thank you again, and don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.